From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House says President Trump has scheduled another phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. It's unclear what will be the main topic, but Putin's continued backing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will likely get attention. Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin have spoken several times since Trump's election, just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration. President Trump said he is willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is believed poised to conduct its sixth underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer and President's willingness to meet with the North Korean leader.
He is still the head of state, there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
Some U.S. lawmakers have varying views to the president's statement about Kim Jong-un.
Saying that the United States of America would be honored to receive them. I think it is bad policy and sends a wrong message to millions of people around the world who look to America for moral leadership.
I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
President to president? I don't know, but I think it's never harmful to talk.
And the White House says that there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing as of now, and it won't occur unless North Korea does actually end its provocative behavior in pursuit of nuclear weapons. And the Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a new set of policies softening its stance against Israel. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says a missile defense system being set up in South Korea is now capable of intercepting missiles fired from North Korea. U.S. officials say it will be months before the Terminal High Altitude Defense, or THAAD, will be fully operational. THAAD is being set up to help protect against ballistic missiles fired from North Korea, and China has strongly opposed that deployment. Aides to French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen are downplaying criticism of a speech she gave Monday that included passages from an earlier speech by former rival François Fillon. The May Day address to her supporters featured mentions of the geography of France and its three maritime borders. It also had a quote by former Prime Minister Georges Clemenceau that Fillon used word for word in his speech just last month. Le Pen will go against Emmanuel Macron in the second round of voting for the French presidency on May 7th. U.S. police say that one person is dead and several others have been injured in a stabbing attack. This occurred on the University of Texas campus in Austin Monday. Police say a 21-year-old student, Kendricks J. White, was arrested, but there is no word on a possible motive. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert for what it called the continued threat of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The alert, which expires September 1st, cites recent incidents in France, Russia, Sweden, and Britain, and the State Department says show the ability of the Islamic State to carry out attacks. An alert is less severe than a travel warning, which the department issues to direct people to consider very carefully whether they should visit a country at all. And again, the Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a new set of policies that actually softens the stance against Israel and its existing charter in an effort to improve its international standing. But the organization continues to reject recognition of the Israeli state and then repeats demands for the return of Palestinian refugees displaced decades ago by the establishment of a Jewish state. The new manifesto, which was introduced Monday in Doha, severs ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. It calls for closer ties with Egypt and accepts the idea of a Palestinian state and a territory seized by Israel in the Six-Day War of 1967. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.